This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. A wildfire is tearing through the foothills north of Los Angeles at this hour. Wind gusts of near hurricane force are fueling the blaze in the suburbs of Sylmar and Porter Ranch. Dozens of homes have burned, thousands of people have been evacuated, and power lines are threatened. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Lynn.
Carrie, what is the situation? Describe the situation for us now.
It's pretty chaotic out there. We're talking about the northern edge, northwestern edge of Los Angeles in the valley areas. And these winds, as you said, are as high as 76 miles per hour. That's almost hurricane strength. And we just saw a press conference with the mayor and fire officials where they could barely stand up. Their hair was blowing and they're trying to talk to reporters and the wind is just erratic out there. These winds are terrible. These are the dreaded Santa Ana winds that come at this time. They're hot, they're dry, and the firefighters, Los Angeles County, Los Angeles City are trying to fight this fast-moving fire, which has already burned more than 4 square miles. It's jumped 2 freeways, shut down traffic in this very congested area out there in the Northwest. It's a critical situation right now.
Now, at that news conference, the mayor said that power lines are threatened.
That is a big development and a very scary development. He is urging and he was pleading with citizens to conserve energy today. These are huge power lines that come from the Central Valley over the mountain pass and drop down into the valleys of into Los Angeles and bring a large amount of power into the city. He said if there is damage to these lines, then there will be rolling blackouts throughout Los Angeles. So it is a very critical situation right now.
And drought conditions are making things even worse?
This is the problem. It is very dry here. This is almost Thanksgiving. No rain in sight. Reservoirs are already very low throughout California. Water managers in the state just last month told local water districts that they would only be getting 15% of the water that they have requested for next year because reservoirs are already low. So you have these helicopters and these huge water dropping aircraft that are already dipping into these bone dry reservoirs. It's a terrible situation. There is a fire still burning out in Santa Barbara that we covered extensively yesterday. Some of those aircraft can dip into the ocean, but they've also been dipping into the reservoir out there in Santa Barbara. And again, city officials were pleading with people to conserve water because they are running dry.
Now, as I understand, some 5,000 people have been evacuated already. Where are they going? Where are they being taken care of?
There are high schools that are being opened. The Red Cross opened 3 shelters. People are flooding into their shelters. There was a terrible situation in a local hospital the fire burned on the edge of the campus, and that was about after midnight. This is in the dark, and it caused an electricity outage. And so they had to evacuate people from the emergency room. They were taking ambulances to other hospitals. They had 10 neonatal babies that were rushed out to another hospital. It was a very terrible situation in the dark and late at night in this terrible winds and this the horrible breathing conditions out there too.
And of course all of this is taking place as California is facing a pretty severe financial problems also.
We have, but the governor has insisted that no cost will be spared in fighting these fires. He's made that very clear.
All right. NPR's Carrie Kahn. Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.